Our activities really are not shot in secrecy. It's because the media does not give much publicity to our operations. I mean, from experience, I have noticed that the only time that the media shows interest is when there's fuel shortage or when there is a price increase. Very often, even when it's a price reduction, I have to knock on the editor's door to remind them that there is a reduction and you have to give it some publicity. Okay, so you can see that it is the journalist's choice that determines which subjects gain prominence in your front pages, in your headlines, and what have you. So MPA's activity really are not in the secrets. And we are consciously trying to let the media understand that our work is not in secret and every information we operate with is there for the public. And that's even why we agreed to this training program, so that, as part of that ongoing process, we can let you see that everything is actually there for you. It's just that you often overlook them, or you may not be privy to the details. And you not being privy to something does not mean it's in secret. Something might be there, but you are not just seeing it. But so we bring it into your attention. Now we've given you the key pointers. We've drawn your attention to the way the organization runs and the way the downstream operation is done. Now it's up to you now to pick on the issues and go further and bring out what you think is hidden.
There have also been assertions that, just like the PULC, you don't really work in favor of we, the consumers.
That is not true. The MPA always has worked in the interest of the consumer. One of the things that the consumer needs is that petroleum products must be available for him or her to purchase. Now, in doing so, if MPA calculates and we arrive at the fact that petroleum price must go up so that it will be available, it's a decision we have to take on behalf of the consumer. Now, the law did not put that power in the hands of the consumer. The law puts that power in the hands of the authority that regulates and manages it. Now, these two key words are what make us do the things we do. And we do them in the interest of the consumer. If there is no product, you see the consumer queuing. And then the consumer will ask the question, where is the man in charge of the sector? Where is the man supposed to provide me the product? Where is the product? I can't find it. I have my money, I can't find a product. So you see, the product itself being available is a key function of MPA. The price is another function. Now, we have had prices going up and coming down and staying stable. The consumer has only picked on the price going up to say that it's not in his favor. But the consumer is also saying that very often the price has stayed stable and very often the price has also come down. In October last year alone, in 1 month, petrol price reduced 6%.